Adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans, stand by. Here comes Dick Tracy now.
Yes, it's time for Dick Tracy in another electrically transcribed episode of his thrilling detective adventures brought to you by Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, the specially delicious nourishing cereals that are shot from guns to give you trigger-fast food energy. Well, spring's on the way. Day's getting longer. There's lots more time now for patrol activities and fun outdoors. And that means that you need lots of trigger-fast food energy to keep wide awake and fast on your feet, the way Dick Tracy wants you to be. Big guns, hear them? Dozens of times every day, those special Quaker guns are actually loaded with sun-ripened grains of nourishing wheat and rice. Then these hard-to-digest little kernels of grain are exploded to 8 times their normal size. And that not only makes them look different and taste better than ordinary cereals, that special Quaker process makes puffed wheat and puffed rice specially easy to digest, so that you get trigger-fast food energy more quickly and easily. So have puffed wheat one morning, and then puffed rice the next, for a delightful variety. Look in the pantry now to see if you have any of those famous red and blue packages. And if not, ask Mother today to get you some Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice from the grocery that displays the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol headquarters sign. Dick Tracy has been trying to bring to justice the notorious outlaw of the Great Northwest, Vernon Kyle. In our last episode, we heard how the mysterious Purple Rider had kidnapped one of Kyle's men. But Kyle and his men made good their threat to stop the dog sleds carrying loads of pitch blend from getting through to Peel River by causing a snowslide, just as the dog teams were passing through Dead Man's Pass. The mounted police were frantically trying to dig the men out. Pat Patton was the first to be discovered, and from his condition, it would seem that the rescuers may have arrived too late.
Tracy, is Patton there? Is he?
I don't know, McKean. I don't know. Keep your men on it. Keep them digging. They've got to find those miners and save them if they can.
Dick.
Pat.
Dick.
Thank goodness you're alive.
Oh, it's cold.
Well, the boys have built a fire. I'll get you over to it.
Yeah, fire. Very close to the fire. Oh, I'm cold. So cold.
Well, not too close, Pat. You'll have to take it by easy stages. Come on, now. There we are. I was afraid it was all over with you, Pat.
Oh, I thought so, too, Dick. How about the others?
They're digging for them, Pat.
Here's another one!
Good. Bring him over here to the fire, McKean.
Hard to carry. All right, lend a hand, boys.
Okay.
He's breathing, though. He'll pull out of it all right. God's been good to us tonight, Tracy.
Yes, we have much to be grateful for. Keep the boys at it, McKean.
They're doing the best they can, Tracy. They've dug through to the sleds, and it won't be long before they have all of them out. We arrived just in time, Tracy. A few minutes later, and it might have been all over with these men.
Let me get close to that fire, Dick.
All right, Pat, easy does it. Not too close.
Oh, gosh, Dick, it was awful. I thought we were finished when the snow caved in on us. It happened so fast. We couldn't run. We were trapped.
Yeah, I know. Well, there's one man who won't be so happy to see you survive this snowslide, and that's Vernon Kyle.
Do you think Kyle was behind all this?
I'm sure of it, Pat. That snowslide was timed too nicely. Having it happen just at the precise moment it did wasn't a coincidence, Pat. Tell me, did you hear sounds like explosives going off?
Oh, I'm not sure, but I think so. As I said, it all happened so fast.
Yes, exactly. Much faster than ordinary snowslide, because dynamite started it.
We've got to get Kyle for this, if for nothing else.
We'll get him. The Purple Rider doesn't get him first.
The Purple Rider? What are you talking about?
Well, the Purple Rider, Pat, is a man who seems to share our dislike for Kyle. A fellow, apparently, who's decided to take the law into his own hands. We had a note from him tonight, saying that he was going to help us put Kyle out of the way.
What do you know about that? Have you any idea who the Purple Rider is, Dick?
No, Pat, I haven't. All I do know is that he's a man with a flair for showmanship, wears a purple hood and goes in for a mystery atmosphere. But this much is certain. Whoever he is, we'll have to do what we can to stop him.
Stop him? But if he wants to help us, Dick...
I know. His intentions may be all right, Pat, but his methods are wrong. If we sanction what he's trying to do, we're sanctioning mob rule. It doesn't make any difference whether it's just one individual taking the law into his own hands or 20. No, Pat, our job up here is twice as big now as it was before. We've got to bring Kyle to justice, and we've got to stop the Purple Rider as well.
Tracy. Always Tracy. Everywhere I turn, he's there. This is the last time that fella's going to cross me.
Oh, now take it easy,
Shut up. I know what I'm doing. What's the matter with you guys, anyway? You put guys out of the way before. Why can't you take care of Tracy? His life isn't charmed. First one of you fools misses out on a good chance to put Tracy out of the way and lets Tracy shoot him through the window. Then there's this Purple Rider. Well, I know one thing. Tracy's behind that Purple Rider. And by the time I'm through, I'll know more. And now there's this dead man's pass business. You made a mess of that, didn't you?
Oh, we tried.
Shut up, I said. All right. I know the sleds didn't get through, but that isn't enough. I wanted to get those miners. I wanted to teach them a lesson. And Patton. I wanted Patton out of the way.
Well, can we help it if Tracy was told about the snowslide? Can we help it if the Mounties got there in time and dug those men out?
Snowslide? You call that a snowslide? They were able to dig Patton and the miners out in 15 minutes. You had enough dynamite to blow Dead Man's Pass and everything in it to the moon. Why didn't you do it?
Well, we did the best we could.
The best, huh? Well, if that's your best, I better get me another gang. A gang that isn't scared at the sound of Dick Tracy's name.
Oh, now, boss.
Hand me my cigarette case out of my coat there.
Okay, boss, I'll get it.
Everything goes wrong, everything. I wanted to teach them miners they couldn't get away with using them dog sleds when I wanted them to use my plane.
Here's your cigarette case, boss.
Them miners get away with this, the next thing you know, they'll decide they don't want me for a partner anymore. With Tracy behind them, encouraging them to stand up and fight, they may get the idea they can win out against me. Well, if they do, they're crazy. I'll put the screws on. I'll show them what it means to...
Carl, what is it? What happened? Hey, you look pale.
My cigarette case. Look.
What's the matter with your cigarette case?
A note. A slip of paper. Paste it inside.
What do you know?
It says... What is it? It says Baldy is gone. Another will follow him tonight. Expect me at 9:00. And it's signed... The Purple Rider.
The Purple Rider?
Look, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, me too. I don't like
that. Here we are, all of you. I don't know how this note got inside my cigarette case, who put it there, or how he did it. But you can bet your boots it was put there by somebody who's human, just like the rest of us. There ain't nothing to be frightened about. You boys stick to me and...
Hey, there. It's him. It's the Purple Rider.
Let me out of here. Let me out of here.
Here we are, all of you. It's not 9:00 yet. It can't be the Purple Rider. Throw your guns.
I got mine.
Okay. Bill... Open that door.
Me?
Yeah, you heard me. Open that door.
Sure.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Tracy.
It's Tracy. Holy mackerel. And I thought it was...
Who did you think it was?
Never mind that. What are you doing here, Tracy? What do you want?
We've come to have a quiet little talk with you, Kyle. Sort of from...
All right, Pat, I'll handle this. Kyle, I suppose you know why I'm here.
I don't know, and I don't care.
I'm here to warn you. And to have a showdown.
That's very nice of you.
All right, save your sarcasm. Carl, you're beginning to...
Now, wait a minute, Tracy.
You listen to me. I'll do the talking. Carl, you've terrorized the miners long enough. You've extorted 50% of their profits, even though you didn't rate a penny. What's more, you've assumed that you can play fast and loose with radium, one of the rarest, most expensive, and most precious elements, an element which civilization needs. You're going to find that you made a serious mistake. And the day when you're going to make this rather shocking discovery... is very close at hand.
Now, I'll tell one. If that's all you've got to say, Tracy, you can...
Dick, let me take a poke at that
loud mouth. Take it easy, Pat. Now, Kyle, I've warned you. If you're wise, you'll heed that warning.
If I'm wise, eh? Well, you've done a lot of talking. Now, I'll tell you something. And get this, greenhorn, and get it straight. You and me tangled once before. You happened to win out then, but that don't mean it'll happen again. I run this town, see? I've run it for a long time. I'm not going to be forced out by a tenderfoot from the city, even if his name happens to be Dick Tracy. So you come here to warn me, huh? Listen, you hang around here much longer, Tracy. You keep pushing your face into things that ain't your business, and you might not get back to the big city alive.
Hey, do you hear what I hear, Dick?
And it goes for you, too, Patton. I owe you something special. I haven't forgotten that sock on the jaw. You caught me off my guard then.
Well, you're not off your guard now, so...
Easy, Pat, easy.
You heard him, Dick. He wants another chance.
All right, all right. Forget it.
Quite a scrap of that shadow of yours, Tracy. Maybe one of these days, him and me will have the pleasure of meeting private.
Any time at all, Kyle.
Tracy, you don't think you can scare me out, do you? And another thing, all this hocus-pocus. If you think this Purple Rider bluff scares me, you're crazy. I know he's one of your men.
So, you think the Purple Rider is one of my men, do you?
Yeah, you're not kidding me. I don't know what you've done with Baldy, but you better see that he turns up real quick, alive and safe. And you better cut out sending me them notes.
Notes, huh? So you've been getting a few notes, too, have you?
Yeah, you know I have. Found this one in my cigarette case.
May I see it?
You don't have to see it. You wrote it. You came a little early tonight, Purple Rider. You said you wouldn't come until 9:00.
I see. So now you think I'm the Purple Rider. A few seconds ago, he was supposed to be someone working for me. Well, for your information, Kyle, I'm not the Purple Rider, and I don't know who he is. But I do know this. He's out to get you, and he will if he isn't stopped. Which puts me in a peculiar position. I'm out to bring one man to justice, that's you, and to stop another, the Purple Rider, who's trying to do the job for me.
Stop him? I don't believe it.
I didn't suppose you would. The difference between the Purple Rider and me is that I'm out to get you in the name of the law, and the Purple Rider, whoever he is taking the law into his own hands. And his motive is revenge.
It's 9 o'clock now, Kyle.
Well, what of it?
The guy that calls himself the Purple Rider, he said he'd be here at 9. And he'd take one of us guys away with him.
I wouldn't worry about that. You're looking at the Purple Rider right now, and his name is Tracy.
Yeah, well, how do you know he's the Purple Rider? Tracy just told you he was, and you ain't got no proof that he...
Oh, kick that door open. Oh!
Jump for Jenny Wrens, look! Standing there in the door.
Dick, look. Yes, Pat. It's the Rider. The Purple Rider. And he's got the drop on us.
Who is the Purple Rider? And what will happen next? Can you guess? It's a puzzler. Now, all you wide-awake Dick Tracy fans are invited to attend our Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol meeting brought to you by Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, the delicious, nourishing cereals that give you trigger-fast food energy because they're shot from guns. All right, Mr. President, we're ready.
The meeting will now come to order, and today we have great
news... Whoa, Junior. Just a second here. Here comes the president of the National Girls Division of the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol.
Oh, hello, Miss Trueheart.
Hello, Junior, and Mr. Quakerman.
Hello.
I just had to run up today and tell you all the good news.
Oh, great. What is it?
Well, we've been checking the new memberships in the Girls Division, and what do you think?
I don't know what.
The National Girls Division was only started 9 days ago, and already the girls' membership has more than doubled. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, I'll say.
No, it certainly is, Miss Trueheart. Congratulations.
The girls are the ones to be congratulated, Mr. Quakerman. All the wide-awake girls who love fun and adventures, who stand for law and order, and who do things, are joining and telling their friends to join.
All the regular fellas are joining the patrol, too. And it's swell to see them join and then be promoted to sergeant, then lieutenant, captain, and then to inspector general.
The girls are starting to win their promotions to the officers' ranks, too. We had a lot of applications this week. Dick and I are very proud of all our patrol members and the great work they're doing.
And you're just as proud when you're a patrol member, so don't miss another day of the fun. Join now and get your secret code book, your patrol pledge, and official badge all free. It's easy to join the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol or the National Girls Division. You just tear the tops off two packages of Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice or one of both. Print your name and address clearly on a plain piece of paper, and if you're a boy, be sure to write Boy at the top of the piece of paper, and if you're a girl, write Girls Division, and then mail it with your two box tops to Dick Tracy, Box L, Chicago, and then you're a full-fledged member of a great nationwide organization of hundreds of thousands of the finest, keenest boys and girls in the country. So look to see if there's some delicious, refreshing Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice in your pantry now. They're the different, nourishing cereals that give you trigger-fast food energy like Dick Tracy has. Because they're shot from guns. And if you don't see those famous red and blue packages there, ask Mother today to get you some Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice from the grocer right away.
Calling all adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by for another exciting electrically transcribed Dick Tracy adventure tomorrow at this same time. There goes Dick Tracy now. That is all.